Hello, and welcome to your Subi Scoop. How many scoops would you like? I hope everybody's having a great week. I hope everybody enjoyed the episode Monday with Sam, aka PNW Auto Car. If you have not done so, go give that a listen, and then you can come back and listen to this. Or listen to this first. But either way, go check it out if you've not yet. Is it just me, or does it take everybody else a really long time to clean your car? I don't mean just like wash the exterior, but everything. Because on Sunday, I ended up vacuuming my car, then I cleaned the interior, and then I ended up cleaning my wheels and then my tires. And then I think after that, I did the body, and then I cleaned the windows separately. And I don't know, just it seemed like doing all of that stuff ended up taking a really long time. So I don't know, maybe I'm just too particular with everything. But one of the things that took the longest was getting all the bugs off the front of my car. Does anybody have any secrets for that? Because it seemed like I was just scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing, trying to get them off. So I don't know if there's an easier way to do that, but that took such a long time to do. And then I'm afraid that I'm going to like mess up the paint trying to get all these bugs off the front. So if anybody has any tips, I would greatly appreciate that. So, but now Pearl is clean. She looks really good. And I'm driving around looking at dirt roads and mud puddles on the side of the road. Because for those of you that know, the struggle is real. Clean versus dirty. They both look good. You don't want either one of them to go away, but it's just got to happen. So hope everybody can find some time to clean and some time to have some fun. Also, it is really hot in the part of Texas that I'm in. I'm in West Houston, and it's a little bit hotter than it should be right now. And it's also definitely hotter than it was last summer, because I remember last summer, it was a pretty mild summer for Houston, and it was a little unusual. So I guess they're making up for it this summer. But yeah, it's been pretty hot. I know that there are other hotter places like Phoenix, but for here, it's been getting pretty hot. So I'm hoping it doesn't just continue to get even hotter. That's not going to be too cool. So wherever you're at, if it's really hot, do your best to stay cool. If you're outside, wear sunscreen if you're out for an extended period of time. And drink a lot of water. We don't want anybody to get dehydrated. You can also wear a hat like the vintage mesh back cap that you can find at SubaruGear.com. It's a classic style hat that is never outdated. This twill cap with mesh sides is perfect for staying cool and comfortable all day. No matter where the journey takes you, you'll want to grab this hat on your way out. It's great for enjoying the great outdoors or your favorite Subi event, hitting the trails, whatever it is that you want to do outdoors, grab this hat and rep your favorite car brand. Don't forget to use the code SUBINU, all spelled out, to get free shipping on your order, whether it's this hat or any of the other great products you can find at SubaruGear.com. Thank you so much for sponsoring the SUBINU podcast. You can wear that new hat if you plan on going to SubiFest Midwest, which is the next SubiFest event coming up. It's not too far away, so if you don't have tickets, go ahead and get those. It's going to be at Route 66 Raceway in Joliet, Illinois, on Sunday, July 10th, 2022. Then the event moves over to the Pacific Northwest for the Big Northwest Meet at Dirtfish in Snoqualmie, Washington, on Sunday, August 7th, 2022. Tickets for this event are also on sale now. Next in the lineup after Big Northwest, we have Boxer Fest at the York Fairgrounds in York, Pennsylvania on Sunday, August 21st, 2022. And you can go ahead and get your tickets because they are on sale now. SubiFest California is next in the lineup, coming at you on Sunday, September 18th, 2022. At the NOS Event Center in San Bernardino, California. And tickets for that event are now available, so get yours today. And lastly, we have Subi Fest Florida, which will be held at Daytona International Speedway on Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. Tickets for Subi Fest Florida are on sale now, so be sure to pick those up if you want to make it out to that event. Hey, so John, who goes by Star Cow Nation, has some decals restocked of the Star Cow. He has them in multiple colors. And go ahead and place your order for one of these awesome decals. They're $5 each. Every dollar goes to support what the efforts of Flatfest also supports, which is the Dane County Humane Society and the American Family Children's Hospital there in the Madison, Wisconsin area. So go get your decal today. You can send him a DM to let him know which color you would like and help rep the Star Cow Nation movement, and then also help support a great cause, both the charities that Flatfest is kind of centered around. So anyway, go check it out and see which color best suits you. Okay, this is a follow-up to all of the previous visits by Jay, aka Audiophile, being on the Wednesday segment. This Saturday, June 25th, Subies of the Corn will be presenting a check in the amount of $3,000 to Morningstar Mission. Attendees are asked to meet up at McGrain Brewing, located at 50 East Jefferson Street in Joliet, Illinois, at 10:30 a.m. A short cruise will depart at 11 a.m. to drive a few blocks to Morningstar Mission for the donation presentation. Attendees are also asked to wear their Subies of the Corn shirts for the photos with the representatives from Morningstar Mission. After the check presentation, attendees will travel back to McGrain Brewing for a Subies and Suds event. The proceeds from the 2022 Subies of the Corn scavenger hunt will help Morningstar Mission provide meals and care for 1,200 people in the Joliet, Illinois, and the surrounding areas. Additional information about this and other Subies of the Corn events may be found on the subiesofthecorn.org website or on their Facebook group page. You may also reach out to Audiophile or Subi Rob on Instagram. Rally Innovations is hosting their Summer Trail Series Volume 2 on Sunday, June 26th. Meet time will be at 8:30 a.m. and rollout will be at 9 o'clock. The meet location is at Crab Flats Trailhead, approximately 3 miles up Green Valley Lake Road on the left-hand side. The estimated travel time is 5 hours. Don't forget to bring food and water. That's very important. They are planning to have a 1 to 2 hour stop at Big Pine Equestrian Campground, so feel free to bring your portable stove and chairs. However, no wood or charcoal is permitted on the premises. Lastly, 8 inches of ground clearance is recommended on your vehicle. For reference, a stock Crosstrek has 8.7 inches of ground clearance. Go check out the Rally Innovations Instagram post for coordinates and additional trail information. Summerfest, Dirtfish's annual celebration of rallying and car culture, is back on June 25th, 2022. The event is proudly held at Dirtfish headquarters in Snoqualmie, Washington, to celebrate summer and the sport of rally. Bring your cars, family members, friends, and pets to this amazing event on Saturday, June 25th from 11 to 4 p.m. What's going to be going on at this event? There'll be Dirtfish rally car thrill rides. You can sit shotgun in a Dirtfish rally-prepped Subaru BRZ with one of their professional drivers. Slide sideways for the ride of your life. There is a link on the website to pre-order your ride there. There will also be Atomic helicopter tours. Check out the Summerfest action and Snoqualmie's surrounding beauty from above. These tours take you on a high-speed flight that will give you a new perspective on the scenery many of you know and love. You can also pre-book your tour there on the website with a link. Avance Off-Road Experience. This is an off-road driving experience there at Dirtfish that provides 4x4 courses for everyone from beginners to advanced drivers. Have you always dreamt of taking your car, truck, or SUV into the wilderness of the PNW? This is an easy way for you to do just that. If you don't have an off-road vehicle, ride-alongs will be available as well. There will be an Avance car show. Shine up your pride and joy and put it on display for other car enthusiasts who will appreciate the work you've put into it. The car show is judged and prizes will be awarded at the end of the day. You can book your place there with a link on the website. There's going to be a rally raffle for charity. Enter to win a ton of incredible prizes from their amazing partners and vendors. Raffle tickets are only $1 per ticket, and every dollar raised will benefit their amazing charity partners. There's also going to be food trucks, so come with an appetite because there will be food trucks there to keep you full while you're wandering through the cars. Local businesses, vendors, artisans, and partners will also be on site with loads of awesome sales and giveaway items. Lastly, there's going to be a food drive. To give back to their community, they will be hosting a food drive for Snoqualmie Valley Food Bank. Bring 5 items of need and receive 1 raffle ticket. And for every additional item, you will receive another raffle ticket. Tickets for this event will be going on sale soon, so keep checking back on the Dirtfish social media accounts for further updates. Rodeo X Rigs Volume 4 will be held at Steelcraft at 12900 Euclid Street in Garden Grove, California, 92840. That is going to be on Sunday, July 3rd. There will be surprise drops and vendors to be announced, so stay tuned. Check out the Rodeo X Rigs Instagram page. But you can also get more event info at rodeoxrigs.com. On Saturday, July 9th, Subaru Pop-Up PA is hosting a meet, cruise, and lunch. The meetup will be at Big Lots, located at 2431 Columbia Boulevard in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, 17815. They ask to park on the right side of the lot when looking at the store. They will cruise to the Rickmar in Northumberland for food. All Subarus are welcome to this event. So go check out Subaru Pop-Up PA on Instagram and give them a follow. Hey everybody, don't forget to go check out Subaru Flat Fest on Facebook or SubaruFlatFest.com to register for that event coming up in August. You can also reach out to Star Cow Nation if you have any questions. And remember, that is Subaru Flat, with the A being a 4, and we all know why it's a 4. So go register for Flat Fest, and if you know of a business that would be interested in sponsoring Subaru Flat Fest, reach out to John at Star Cow Nation. We'll have him back on again at some point before the event as we get closer to hype it up again and get everybody excited about it. I'm excited to be going this year and having the opportunity to meet so many more people that I've been connected with for a long time that I haven't met in person. So that'll be a lot of fun. Hey everybody, don't forget to check out the group that Alex Subinova has started up called Neurodivergent Subies. It's on Instagram, so go check them out. He also started up a Discord server, so people are already in there chatting and sharing their feelings and, you know, just sharing their stories. And it's been cool to see people communicating in there and see this thing take off. So thank you so much, Alex, for setting this up. As he says, it is a place for people to come. You know, it's a safe, non-judgmental space where you can be yourselves and talk openly. And all builds are welcome. So it doesn't matter what type of Subaru you drive, there is a place for you. So go check out Neurodivergent Subies on Instagram and send him a message if you're interested. He is featuring different builds and people on the page. So let him know if you want to be featured. If you want to keep your car looking great, don't forget to check out Gorilla Car Care. They have car care needs for the inside and the outside. They also have some new products that they've been bringing out, so be sure to check them out on Instagram. You can use the code SUBIANDYOU, all spelled out, for 10% off of your purchase. You can also check out Yescom USA. They have an awning with a light bar, which is the one that I have for Pearl, even though I haven't had a chance to really use it because I haven't really gone anywhere. But it's really cool. I did get it set up. I took some pictures back in January, and the light bar is nice because it gives you some, you know, that additional lighting under there, under your awning. And it's really good quality. And I think I got the one that is, it's like 6.5 feet long, along like the parallel length of your car. And then it goes out 8.5 feet. So it's pretty nice size awning. But you can get your hands on one by using the code SUBYANDU10. And that's SUBY&U10. So go check out the Yescom USA website. Look for the awning with the LED light. And use that code to get 10% off of yours. If you want to help support a small woman-owned business and somebody in the Subaru community, go check out SubyChick.com and see what all she has to offer. She has some great products on there, accessories, clothing, decals, and stickers. And you can use the code SUBYANDUPODCAST, all spelled out, for 10% off of your purchase. The patron question of the week comes from Jay, aka Audiophile, who asks, if you had to spend one day per year as any animal, what would you pick? I've been asked this question, you know, sometimes you're in a group setting or something and people ask this question, and I've never really liked this question because I'm not really sure, but I think it would have to be some kind of bird, maybe a big bird like an eagle or something, so that I could fly high and see the mountains from up above. That's what I would like to do for a day, is just fly around and check out the mountains. You know, you can see them when you're flying in a plane, but you're way up there, and it's really cool, but you're not always like, you know, you're always going to go a designated path, but with a bird, you could just fly wherever you want to and fly in between the mountains and just be really cool to have that view. Plus, they have great vision apparently, so it'd be awesome to really get some detail in there from up in the sky. So thank you so much, Jay, for your question. All right, that wraps it up for this week. If you really enjoy this podcast and you want to help support all of the efforts of what I am putting together for everybody in the community and also help contribute to me being able to do more for the community, like supporting Subies of the Corn when they had their scavenger hunt and then also Subaru Flat Fest, you can go to the link tree in my bio. You can do a one-time donation. You can become a patron. You can purchase some merchandise through the Orbis Overlanding website, or you can purchase some decals through Eccentric Designs and rep the podcast on your Subaru. So go check it out, support the podcast, become a patron, and come join our awesome little community. So thanks again, everybody, for tuning in to the Subi Scoop. Hope you all enjoy the rest of your week. We will see you again next Monday for another great episode. So be sure and tune in to that.